This is Billy Paul.
Me and Jermaine.
Tell you what, you get out of the golf course with Josh. I mean, Josh now too.
Oh gosh.
But particularly Rogers and some of the accounts of things that he'd like to do to women. Blood is always involved.
I never even brought that up.
You're lying.
Not this time of day. Samantha, have a great day.
You swear to God?
No, I guess I can't.
All right.
Well, you know, because I don't know what I'm saying out
Roger,
there.
Roger, we did mention neck blood.
Well, no, you can't take that stuff on the air. This is golf course stuff.
All right, Valentine's all time low.
Nah. No.
Don't you agree?
I don't know.
His own?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the dark side.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things.
There's things that say.
Was this similar to the car wash?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Not safe for work. No.
No.
It's not safe for pay TV.
It's bad.
It's no good.
But it's perfect in a backswing.
Right. I'm for it. Don't get me wrong. I don't condone it.
Do you have a? Have you got your pee named already? I've got a pee that
I got a couple.
I'll be curious if y'all know my pee. Not Presley. That would be too easy. So before the show's out, I'm curious if Roger or Tommy will get my P. Do you have
would
a P, Matt?
Would P Diddy be P, since Diddy's not his real name?
I think
name?
Now he's D, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Crawford would be saying Prince, of course. He'd have that covered.
But we're not going to do Prince. It's just a heterosexual male show. Despite what Roger just said.
Absolutely.
What? Everything else going on around us?
What are we talking about? We're talking about Dance When It Starts. Roger goes, I got to tell you, that picture of Jermaine Taylor.
Was nobody back me up and say that, you know what, there's nothing wrong.
I don't think there was ever a question.
I might not disagree with you, but I'm not going to just forward it at the conversation.
So you're a closet.
That is a perfect way to phrase it right there.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just.
I
brought up the girls.
Closet.
I brought up the pack of girls.
What?
That's why I watch it. That.
What?
It's not that he's closet. It's you basically have come out.
I am not. You know what? I mean, I look at that body and I see myself. I would love to have it. If
Wait a minute. And I ain't taking no shots at you, but you're a little fella. You got a hairy chest, and you're white, and you see yourself in Jermaine Taylor.
I don't see us.
Slow dance in the rain.
That's ridiculous. No, there's a doctor out there that wants to do some sort of experimental surgery on breast reduction on men, mm-hmm. I'm your candidate. I'm your guy. I need that so much for my self-esteem.
Matt, what's going on with the radio station?
I can't. I've been looking for a segue moment, and I have not found it for 57 minutes.
We got two more hours.
However, speaking of, really speaking of nothing. Today, here we go. You guys were talking awesome barbecue joints the other day, and we have got Whole Hog Cafe, the Riverdale location, is going to be bringing out barbecue for RJ's Remote at Bell Kia today.
Cool.
So you can join RJ, 11 to 1.
They got a lot of votes.
And he's got to keep doing the remotes, need the talent fee, got a lot of furniture to replace, and several guns from what I understand.
Wow.
Tomorrow. The Zone at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Benton from 10 to 1. And then, as we touched on earlier, Friday, all shows will be live at Riverfest. And you guys have your pack now. You pack it over there. Don't let Tommy take that home, all that home with him.
Oh, really?
That's it.
And a program note, if I may be so bold. I will be filling in for one Justice Justin Acri on the Zone Riverfest show. So I'll be sitting in. Tommy's offered to stick around for a minute or two as well.
I offered it because I'm like, how come you never asked me? Well, couldn't find out. I'm walking out yesterday, and Roger's hollering at Ballantyne and one of them, Ralph. So you got that pay thing set for Friday for when I sit those extra 3 hours?
That is not true. I did not do that.
That's not true.
I swear to God.
That is not
true. You're shrewd.
I did not say that in the context that you're
making. I'm paraphrasing.
You are indeed. That should be the name of the show.
Paraphrasing?
Yes.
With Tommy, David, and Roger?
Yes.
Slow dancing with Tommy, David, and Roger?
Yes.
Dancing with your shirt off with Tommy, David, and Roger. The show with no shirt with Tommy, David, and Roger.
Why don't you just start the choir? Just pull up on the handle a couple of times.
We still talking about the car? Okay.
Because once you get close to the car, you don't even have to.
I have a dumb thing can happen. It can happen to me, but I've learned in If this happened to me 3 years ago, I'd be frantic, running around pulling my hair out. God, I can't believe I did that. And I always love it when you lose your keys. People say, well, where was the last place you had them? Well, if I knew that, right. I'd have them in my pocket.
Well, the thing, though, now.
And the thing with that is, when I park it in the parking lot sometimes, and when I have it in my garage, I'll just leave it in there. Because it's inside the garage, it's locked up. I can't believe I did that here, but apparently I did.
Well, in today's keys, though, you don't have to have them for the ignition. If they're in your pocket, you can hit the car and start it.
Yep.
Well, and that could be a problem. I wonder that, I don't get out of my car and leave my keys there anymore when I go somewhere, but right. I'm wondering how, and I'll even lock my car. Because, how many feet, Mark, maybe you could help us out, Mark Miller, how many feet away from the car?
Yes, Mark Miller, please call in please. And tell us how I could do this.
Yeah.
Mark Miller, please call in and tell me how cheap I can get a Challenger.
It's the end of the month coming up, and we will be there next week, and they will put you in a car, and they put me in 5 cars now.
I'm in a Fletcher Mobile right now.
A Fletcher Mobile, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Missy Killebrew bought a new Jeep the other day. So, there's that RJ is looking to get a truck.
And that's right. You guys will be at Fletcher next Thursday.
Yeah.
And RJ, again, out on the road next Wednesday at T&B Auto, which is the home of over 100 white trucks and vans.
Mark Basil appears to have the keys in his hand.
Yeah.
That's the greatest key story ever was at Big Buck. I think it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, when he left his keys in the
car. Where we looked everywhere, and they were in the car, and it was running.
But I don't think he had a push-button car at the time. Thank you
very
much.
Did you just pull the handle?
Well, it looked like it was unlocked anyway, there's a little button on there.
Yeah.
Turns out Tommy was at the wrong car.
Yeah.
I'll see if you probably might have went to Jesse's car or something.
Justin have a black 300?
No, you went to your car. You were in there because you went in it. Yeah.
Mark, it's taken care of. Thank you. You can call in. We'll give you free airtime because it's like I told him, when I get home in my garage, I leave this in the car because there's no need for me to take it out and take it in the house and lay it down somewhere.
But you won't anymore since there's thieves listening.
Nope. By the way, we're all going to be at home today.
I love the part where you announced none of us will be home. I'll be at Rebs and Men or I'll be at wherever.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's come to that. You got to measure where you're going to be that day. And if you can say anything about on the air for some fear of some freak. Well, that's why we got the big dog and the alarm system was the times I'd go away and Karen would be there with her brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. It's come to that. It's come to that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's just like when you have a car wreck. Within 10 days of the car wreck, the person who is the victim of the car wreck will get, the guy told me, over 20 letters from lawyers.
Yeah.
Ambulance chasers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You guys talking about car burglaries. That's one thing I've had probably 5 times.
I'm fixed, though, Mark, so if you're sending somebody over, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you've had your car broken into.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah,
5-6 times. Yeah. I mean, different place I've worked in the
break
past.
Break the wind out?
Yeah. I've had them, just rip out the entire dash. I had, I'd gone to see the movie 8 Mile, so I guess I was, more or less asking for it. But,
That changes, though, now, right? Because that was when you had stereos that could be pulled out.
Yeah, now it's all factory built in. Right, if you're going to steal if you stole the stereo that's in the Volkswagen, unless you're replacing a factory dash in another Volkswagen, you're not getting anything.
Yeah.
But now in the past, you'd always go get the little different decks and, all the different CD players and whatever. And, just shatter the window and rip the whole thing out.
Remember the old Alpine? That's what I had an expensive deal. And I've got a picture of mine the first time it got broken. And it looked like a bomb had gone off in there. They just ripped everything out of there.
Well, I love back in the day, though, when you'd buy the separate equalizer.
Yes,
the manual one.
Everything was, exactly.
Well, when I was working with a tobacco company, we carried around $3,000 worth of cigarettes in the back of this little family truckster.
As one would.
That's what you carried around. That was our stock, and I would go and along with other things. And I spent the night. I spent the night at my boyhood home in the projects at that time.
In the ghetto.
Well, it got broken into. But my thing was started talking about a reward, and boy, did the rats just start telling on each other. Just start telling you, I'm gonna give you this kind of money, and then the company's gonna give you this kind of money, and they just immediately started ratting on each other.
Well, we go to the hotline now, and we find one Mark Miller. Well, Mark,
what's going on, fellas?
I didn't know it could be done. It was done. Basil figured it out, and they were under my wallet.
No, they were right in the
cup
console.
Holder.
Yeah.
Okay,
cup holder.
So
you locked the keys in the car?
Yeah, I'd never done that before, but it's taken care of now.
I pushed a little button. I don't know. It looked like it was unlocked anyway, but I pushed that button as I opened it. I don't know if the little round button on the handle.
Right.
And so, I don't know if that was the reason it opened or if Tommy...
If the keys are in a reasonable proximity and you push that button, it'll open it.
If it's inside the car or on your body. Okay. You know, that's that keyless and go system that Chrysler has. And if it's either on your body, it'll sense it on your body, or if it's inside the car. I was actually with somebody when you called me just a minute ago where I was going to walk you through that, but I knew where you would be until 10, so I was going to call you back.
Basil figured it out for me.
That's how Roger works. He can sense the key if it's on Jermaine Taylor's body.
Mail's turned into quite the central point of focus here. Like,
yeah. Desperate housewife.
You had your run in?
Yes.
The law in Mall Mail, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
I would rather have your run in than a Jermaine's run in.
I'm with you, Tommy.
Yes.
I would much rather have that one. We don't know the story. I haven't read the story today. But it's not a happy story. Unlike who was it following me around, or was somebody was telling me this morning they needed a car and they were gonna come see you. I forget who. Was it you, RJ?
Well, we've already got
What are you doing back there, RJ?
Yeah, we've already got something working with RJ, and I think it probably was RJ.
Okay. Well, I literally about 4 minutes ago said I was going to come see about a Challenger, so
awesome.
Could have been
awesome.
Me.
Yeah, Matt's got a big office now, so he can afford it.
I got big hair. I need more headroom.
Absolutely. What about where's our little buddy Ryder Scott?
Hey, right here, buddy.
Okay, I'm just checking on you. I hadn't heard on you. Said hello to me or something.
No. Listen, I gave a call out to you as well. How far away can you be, Mark? I lock my car now, even though the keyless entry. I lock my car if I get out and go into a convenience store to make donations that they have up on their counters.
God.
How far away can you be before somebody might be able to go and get in your car and start the car?
That's an excellent question.
Even if I have the keys in my pocket and I'm in a store.
Well, once you're outside the car, they can't start your car.
Okay, I mean they can't get in and hit that button. Okay.
No, it can't. But even if you were checking on something in the trunk of your car and somebody was in your car, they could probably start your car, but they couldn't get it in drive. It wouldn't engage into drive without you being in there.
What if it's running, Mark? And I say I stepped outside to get something. If it's running,
that's crazy.
And you drive away, and I've got the key.
They just hop in and get it.
Yeah. Will it shut down or will it run?
Well, I'll tell you. About a month ago, we dropped my 6-month-old baby off at my mother-in-law's house, and my wife Meredith ran in with the diaper bag, dropped the baby off, and the key was in the bag. And we started dropping off down the street. We probably didn't get 100 feet in that car. And went, ooh.
I'll be darned. That's great.
Yeah,
great. I wonder about that.
Because the key had left. I mean, it'll let you go for a little bit, but it just completely shut down.
Interesting.
And it'll start warning you a key has left the vehicle.
You know what? Here's another thing. When Tommy and I were going up to Russellville a couple of weeks ago, I had the keys right there with me. Kind of scared me because it came on the panel. Keys are not in proximity of the car. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, this thing may shut down. It may shut down on us. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what that issue may have been.
I'm going to pull over here and stop, make sure that I wouldn't stop.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't turn it off.
No, but...
But it's a neat system, especially to be able to unlock your vehicle if you had locked your keys in your car, you know.
And I appreciate that, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Next Thursday.
And I may make it up there Thursday.
All right, come on up. I think Andrea's coming up, too.
I thought she was on a cruise.
Yeah, I think she just got back.
She didn't come up till late anyhow. You're always an early riser.
Yeah. All right, guys.
No,
next
Thursday.
Hey, Basil, good job.
Or where?
Next Thursday, we're there.
Mark, good to hear from you.
Next Thursday, we're
talking about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry.
If you put down them pictures of Jermaine Taylor, golly, Roger. That's photoshopped, isn't it? What have you done?
You guys have a good morning.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
David, speaking of photos, I'm going to need a couple from you today for a couple of young men.
Okay. Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
Again.
Right, where do you go with that?
I have no idea. This has been the most random.
I need a couple of photos from you for a couple of young men.
David, you want to help me out here?
Well, I'd signed some autographs for a female. over at the
golf club. Why did you just have to say a couple of young men? Why didn't you say
he has just gone homophobe on me right there.
Who?
They're for this woman's sons.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's right. They were for her sons. I've already done it once.
Leave me out there on that
I did it for you once. You just threw them away, I guess.
That is not true.
Or you have them.
Why would I take photographs of you autographed and not give them away?
Right, so just to recap, all you guys will be at home today not playing golf. That's true. We'll be live at Riverfest for the kickoff.
After this show, I'm going home, and I'm going to make sure I'm going to get the Rottweiler out, I'm going to get the gun out, and I'm just going to sit in my chair all day.
And Roger tomorrow will have a full report on my haircut.
And apparently a couple of guys in the park.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It's people like this. This just fuels the feedback.
It might be, but it was just the way it came out of when it comes out of your mouth, it's different than if it was to come out of Couch's mouth.
Right.
Flag that.
Come out of or go into either.
Right. You know what? We all agree. Well, I can't.
My
get
son,
out of this
even
one.
We're playing golf yesterday. He's working with Roger. He's telling him how to stand. How to swing. He's like me. I don't mess with Dad no more. He just does his thing. And next thing I know, Roger's hitting them 210, 220 down the middle.
How about
pretty
that?
Good golfer.
Well, you know what? I was telling Tommy.
What did he show you?
I'm good enough to lose a lot of money with Justin or somebody.
Right. Yeah.
To leave it open. I mean, quit twisting my arm and closing the club, I guess is what you call it. And so is this open? Is this the club?
I would say that's open.
And that's closed?
I guess.
I think doing that. Well, you're not even looking over here. Yeah. I don't even want pictures
of you anymore. And you're not playing golf anymore?
I am. I just it hurts so much.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
You're down.
His golf game's come a long way.
That's because he's gotten cocky at
me. No, I'm not cocky. I'm just sitting there thinking about you, my buddy. When you talk about somebody's walked around you while you're sleeping, I'm thinking, are you going to bust me out on this one?
Matt. Go ahead. What is
Please.
I think I'm done.
Hey, young fella, you're on your own now.
Like I said, just to recap the week quickly, then I'm going to get out and get to it. Today, join RJ at Bell Kia, where Whole Hog Cafe will be hooking it up with the barbecue sandwiches. The Zone Live at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Benton tomorrow from 10 to 1. And all three shows at Riverfest on Friday. And then if I don't talk to you, have a great Memorial Day. I'm sure I'll be talking to you guys, but for everyone listening out there.
And if I may, stay tuned for later on in the coming days for a new segment that we have called Pickup Lines from JK.
Right, this is going to be fun.
I tell you,
I've been sneaking around with a little recorder. You don't know that.
Yeah. Let's go to the first one.
I don't think you even need to sneak around.
I'm just telling you. Okay. It's going to be golden.
But I got a lot of good feedback on your Wheel of Fortune thing.
You like that?
Yep. There's a couple of little things that you just can't do because of the it's video instead of audio. But, yeah, I had a lot of people having fun with that. Because the first day, or the second day, people were getting it.
Yeah.
The first day, it was a kind of a tough deal. And the second day, people were coming up to me in the grocery store and hollering at it. And I'm saying, why don't you go up to the price check on the Buzz is adding a U today. It was that, but that's good, especially in Cabot, the produce department.
We need to do that, yeah.
All right, Elrod.
Hey, fellas. Speaking of being away from the home, I had a guy try to come in the other day because he thought no one was home, but even though there was no cars in the drive, I happened to be there asleep.
Yeah.
And it was not fun. I could have went and got a gun and blown him all over the wall, but my first instinct was to keep him from coming in. And he was trying to get in, hanging in the window, and I was trying to keep him out. And it was an adventure.
I bet so.
He flopped out of that window like a fish. And the only thing kept me from chasing him down the road was I'd been asleep in my underwear. I didn't want to be in the middle of the road.
All right, around the table, guy sneaking in your house. You have access to a gun before the guy gets totally entered.
I could have blown him all over the back wall with a Browning.
That's my question. Do you just hold him at gunpoint till the cops get there, or do you go ahead and shoot him?
I blasted him.
So many thoughts go through your mind in a matter of a couple of seconds. You just can't say what you would do.
Totally.
I just had heard, don't let him in, try to keep him out, blah, blah, blah. He had thrown his little black bag in that he was going to take whatever he could get and trot down the road with. And so I got his black bag, and all it was in it was like T-shirts and baseball trading cards or something.
It wasn't Buzz T-shirts, was it? It wasn't Roger?
No, it was not. It was rock and roll T-shirts, though.
The thing that crossed my mind is, and the month that I slept with a pistol under the couch was always, if I shoot this guy, when he comes in, where am I going to shoot him? How am I going to shoot him? Isn't that going to be a big mess? Why don't I just hold him at gunpoint?
Well, the mess is what I thought about. I thought, man, you know, I can sit right here and wait, and he's either going to run or stop, one or the other. And if
I would call 911 and say, hey, when you guys come over and shoot somebody, you clean it up, right?
you got to call All Clean USA.
All Clean USA.
That's right.
Be my luck, I'd hit.
Fire, water, gunshot,
Smike.
Whatever.
Well, evidently this guy had been watching the house, but he had hit other houses around me previously, and he thought no one was home, and I was working nights, and I had to be asleep at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was a big surprise to him, you could tell. You know?
It'd be my luck, I'd nick a tomato can white boxer.
You nick it.
Smike it.
I'd nick it.
All right, buddy, thanks a lot. They don't nick no more?
He better be glad I wasn't home.
As far as, say, on the P-bands, I'm going to go P.O.D. That'll
POD
be my submission.
Payable on death?
That's it.
Yeah, P.O.D.'s got to be in here somewhere. I think
we've got one, yeah.
Yeah. Prince. We'll get to it. This is not one of them because we got caught off guard by... Golly, I've got to clean up all that blood and stuff. That's going to give me the heebie-jeebies. Nope. Call in All Clean USA. As a matter of fact... They ought to make a commercial about that. Had problem with break-in and entry lately? Have you ever thought about the mess that would be left behind if you blew the guy's head off?
Or smike damage.
Yeah, exactly. 433-1037. Bands with P. We got a mystery P out there for golf and a haircut. Two bits.